Later this month, the Walnut Street Theater in Philadelphia will launch a production of a Eugene O'Neill play. Just after winning the audition for one of the lead roles, actor Michael Toner was hit by a car, resulting in the amputation of his left leg. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins reports that the show will go on.
Michael Toner is now 69, and he's made a career out of playing tough Irish characters.
I play what you would call derelicted souls. And by that, I don't mean that they're all alcoholic, you know, living in flop houses, but that they have been really beaten up by the world and by life.
In Eugene O'Neill's A Moon for the Misbegotten, Toner plays Phil Hogan. He's the father of a woman named Josie, and the two relate to each other by trading insults.
Haven't you a tongue in your head, you great slutcher?
Don't be calling me names, you bad-tempered old hornet, or maybe I'll lose my temper, too.
To hell with your temper, you overgrown cow.
I'd rather be a cow than a gimpy little buck goat.
That last line about the gimpy buck goat, it's not in the original script. It was added by director Kate Galvin.
Kind of helped the audience understand that we acknowledge the fact that Michael's walking with a cane and he clearly has a prosthetic, and we're not going to ignore that that's a thing, but it's also not what the play is about.
Last June, just a few weeks after landing this role, Michael Toner was walking in Center City late at night when a car struck him. It was a hit and run. The driver sped off.
I have no memory of the accident. I have a vague image of being in the street, seeing the curb, and the curb seemed like it was about 2 or 3 feet high, and I couldn't get to it, and I couldn't figure out how I couldn't get to it. That image is about all I have of the accident.
He lay for dead in the gutter for hours before a homeless man discovered him and called an ambulance. His life was saved, but his leg was lost.
It did trigger Vietnam PTSD, where I was having nightmares and waking up thinking I was in the jungle, firefights I had been in, guys who had been killed. So it was, and I was on, you know, heavy on morphine, and then they had me on Dilaudid, and I just don't like that stuff going into my body. I can't handle it, you know. But it, I guess it did kill the pain.
While Toner recovered, Galvin and the Walnut Street Theater never thought about replacing him.
Honestly, we never had the conversation. You know, we really wanted to give Michael this opportunity, and as long as he was physically fit to do it, then we wanted him.
That was a big question. Would he be fit enough to play the role and then tour it through 15 cities in 4 weeks? Galvin adjusted the set to make it easier for Toner to navigate it, but the character is supposed to be a physically imposing guy, someone who is quick to fight and likely to win.
His cane that he's using, he has this kind of like nice shillelagh that becomes a weapon. He, you know, might not have the power in his body, but he's feisty and he's ready to come at you.
Galvin doesn't want to make this production to be about Toner's amputated leg, but it's hard to miss. He's still new at walking with a fake leg, and so his gait is really awkward. He says his doctors have not yet graduated him to more sophisticated prosthetics.
And eventually I hope to get a prosthesis with a microprocessor, because my next great goal is to get back on the tennis court and play doubles with my buddies, you know?
After Moon for the Misbegotten, Toner says his acting will likely slow down. He's got some writing projects in the wings, but he still wants to walk the boards. Later this year, he plans to perform a one-man play by one of Ireland's best, Samuel Beckett. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.